Hello, Mike Carver here with Wingman Associates, and welcome to this week's episode of Stop Winging It. We're going to continue on the work-life balance series, and this week we're going to cover life. If you're not sleeping or working, you're doing life. What does that mean, though, right? So that what we want to do is we want to pose questions today. I want you to think about what you do in terms of, is work or life kind of taking precedent? Do you live to work or do you work to live? Again, as we talked about last week a little bit. But in that, what do you value and where do you get the most sort of intangible response? What really helps you to understand there's value in this? I love doing this. This is why I'm working. This is why I exist. This is why I'm alive. I was meant to do these kinds of things. So as we take a look a little bit deeper, the first thing I would say, and we're just going to have this sort of list of things to consider, right? The first one is, do you know your core values? Here's why I say that. You've got them. You may not know exactly what they are, but you've got some things that you strongly believe. They may or may not be non-negotiables, but they are things that you are tied to in some fashion. And here's what I would suggest. My son said this to me, and I'm going through it right now. I got a big list. He said, have you ever done your own core values? You do these with companies for organizations, but have you ever done your own? And to be honest, I hadn't. I think I know what they were, but now I'm going to actually go through the hard work of doing it. And so my son went through this, took a huge list, down to 100, down to 50, 20, 10, 5, and 3. Now that's work. What are the three most important core values that I think I want to embody that really, really matter to me in life? So he did this. He came back with some interesting ones, I thought. Creativity, community, and kindness. Pretty remarkable list. If I do say so myself, a remarkable kid. And so in the middle of this, he now structures what he does, who he hangs with, the kind of work he wants to do around that. Can I find the work I want to do? Can I be creative? Can I be in community? And I enjoy kindness. Do I get it? Do I receive it? Do I give it? Those are things that matter to him. They are his core values. If you've never done it, I highly recommend go pull down a list of core values and work your way through it. Come up with the top three, maybe five at the most, and then start to work the problem backwards. It applies back into your work. It applies into your life, your relationships, any number of things that are super, super important to you, right? What we do outside of work, what matters is what we hold to be really, really important in our lives, what we value the most, where we want to spend our time. So is it money? Is it status? Is it position? Is it power? Those things aren't bad all by themselves, but if that's all there is, then there's going to be a void. Is it everything outside of work that matters? I'm just working because I want to go do this. And is that the most important thing? Where's the balance there? What kind of an employee are you if all you're thinking about is everything but work? So how do we blend that together, which we're going to talk about next week a little bit? Do you know what, and do you even care what others say about you? Have you taken the time? Right? We talked about this a little bit from a work perspective, but now here you are. And again, to know and be known is one of the key human conditions that we all live through. And so do you know how you come across to other people? Do you know what you want to do when you're not working? And do you have other friendships and affiliations and groups and causes and organizations that you join or participate in that feed that part of you? Because it's a really important part of you. Know that about yourself. Do you begin with the end in mind? Do you have goals? Do you have objectives? In and out of work, a lot of us, if you want to get healthy, you want to work out, you want to grow in certain ways. Whatever those ways are, creative or otherwise, what are your goals? What are your objectives? And who are you surrounding yourself with to hold you accountable, to help you get there along the way? These are the things that you have to consider on the game of life side of the equation a little bit. So, you know, if you've got your core values, there's always going to be some level of discipline involved. This is really important that you understand, and a good friend of mine said this to me before, and I really thought it was pretty wise, and so I've kind of adopted it into my own language. which is there's always going to be the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. You understand the difference, right? I want something in work or in life, whatever that is. Am I willing to have the pain of the discipline to do it? If it's education, if it's experience, if it's whatever is required in order for you to be good at that. You don't just hop on a surfboard. You don't just pick up a basketball and learn and start dunking it, unless you're 7 feet tall. There's a lot of things you just can't do unless without some pain of discipline, right? I want to lose 20 pounds. I want to do this. I want to do that. And so you're either going to have that. I will be disciplined. I will subject myself, bring on new habits, try to do things a certain way. And I want to invite people into that equation, be accountable to that. Or there will be the pain of regret. I failed again. I didn't make it. I couldn't get that habit going. I was good for a couple of weeks and then I faltered. Whatever it is, what can you do in your life? Who can you bring in to help you with either side of that equation, the pain of discipline or the pain of regret, so that you are feeling great about yourself and moving forward, building great behaviors so that you can accomplish the things that you want to accomplish in your life. Your life is the sum total of all the things that you do along the way, having causes, serving others, helping others, leading by example, right? All the things that you want to be able to do, you have to give thought to. Is this in my wheelhouse? How do I know? Well, have I ever taken an Enneagram, a personality test? Do I know how I'm hardwired? Is this the way I come across to people? I highly, again, recommend that you take these kinds of tests periodically so that you know how your mind operates. You know the way you're sort of wired up. There's a million things that goes into who you are and what makes you up. We've traveled with people and we've gone on vacation and we didn't know till we got there. Some people are go, go, go. I'm on vacation. I'm go, rest, stop, go slow, maybe go a little bit. How do I know that? Experience, time. I know that about myself. What do I value? What makes a vacation to me may not be a vacation to somebody else. So dig deep on yourself at the end of the day. This life portion is more about, at some point, you want to try to blend, and we're going to talk about that next week, but you can't blend if you don't know. Take the time. Invite people in. Get your tribe. Get your people in. Build relationships that help you in these areas, that don't hurt you. If you do these things well, both on the work and on the life side, now you begin to see a picture emerge, who you are, what you like, what you're passionate about, in and out of work. Now, next week, we can get together, talk a little about what the balance is, right? Maybe at the end of this, now you're kind of going, you're squirming a bit. That's not the intent. The intent is to say, maybe it's a good thing if you're squirming because you kind of want to know. You kind of want to lean into this. You know you've got some tendencies one way or the other, and you want to dig in a little bit and really, really hone, who am I? What do I value besides relationships? We all love great relationships. So what kind of relationships do you want, and how do you want those to transfer into your life? Look, this is part of what we do here at Wingman. We come alongside people. We want to help you make these kinds of decisions. But if you've enjoyed these first two in the series, please tune in next week as we talk about the balance between all three of these a little bit. We thank you for your time. Please like, comment, and subscribe below. And we look forward to talking to you again next week.